Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Menu, drop that beat. At the attic, entertain you for 60 minutes.
Good evening, podcast audience. That's right. It's Wednesday night. It's 9 o'clock, and the cast of the attic is here. We're live. We're fired up. We're ready to entertain you for 60 minutes. And before I introduce the cast, I have to keep up with tradition. And no, I'm gonna have to keep up with tradition.
Y'all say y'all wanted a new DJ? Well, here he is. See, what's it? As I progress, I don't even need to record it no more. I am AKA Petey Green on the microphone. Hey, oh, listen. how's the cast doing this evening?
Good, doing great.
Good, but not as good as you, my brother.
Well, you know, as co-producer, sure. And as a person who sits down and tries to put this together for the world, for the world, imagine that. But listen, we had an interesting day in news this week, and again, we want to try to cover a lot, but I want to start off with. I got to go out to Chicago. I got to go to Chicago, and bear with me while I play this 1 minute, 5 second clip, and then we'll go right into the story as we talk about Jesse Smollett.
Police have released pages of redacted investigative reports in the Jesse Smollett case. This comes one day after charges against the Empire actor were dropped. Matt Finn with the breaking news in Chicago. Matt?
Harris, it appears that Chicago police wanted to very quickly release what it could in its Jesse Smollett case. The Chicago Police Department has released some redacted documents related to its investigation into Jesse Smollett. Moments ago, the Chicago Police Department told me that this case is now sealed, so releasing anything else in the future might be difficult or impossible. But for now, Chicago police apparently got out what it could to the media via previous FOIA requests. And today, Chicago's mayor, Rahm Emanuel, once again called Jesse Smollett a liar. Chicago's police superintendent says that the actor owes the city an apology. Here is Chicago's top cop.
I've heard that they wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth. But no, they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Now, listen to what I'm about to say, because we had a little pregame talk about Brother Jesse, and let me tell you, I believe now, like I believed then, that Jesse did that shit. Jesse put that whole thing together. Jesse got caught, and I don't know what happened, and maybe we could talk about what happened that makes Chicago say, we're going to drop all charges, we're going to seal the charges. But here's the one thing to understand. They gave that nigga community service. So he guilty of some shit now. anybody disagree with that?
Nah, and they took the $10,000 bond he put up. They kept that too.
Yeah. So it cost him
service.
Yeah, it cost him 10 grand and community service to get out of it. So again, he didn't walk away scot free, did he?
Yeah. Well, not scot free, but he walked away. And that was the whole thing.
No, this is out. Listen, they didn't give him community service. They said
yeah, they did.
No, they didn't give him community service. They said that he volunteered to do like he's always was doing. That's what his lawyer just said on CNN. He never, it's documented that he never was given community service. He just volunteered and was doing things on his own. And the reason why he forfeited that $10,000 bond, because his lawyer said they told him it would be cheaper to do that than to fight it out longer. So $10,000 to him.
Yeah. I mean, no, what's the $10,000 to him ain't no drop in the bucket because he ain't getting paid like that, I don't think. But if I'm him, I would have done the same thing. And let me tell you something. See, this is where our judicial system and the whole climate in this country is so screwed up that I'm glad he walked. I'm just glad to see the black man beat some charges. And that's messed up that we get to that thought process in our life, man. Again, and I think Chicago top cop said Jesse's a liar. Jesse beat the case. But now just think about this, folks, for a minute. You got the chief of police, top cop in your police department, stating publicly that he knows somebody beat the case. What kind of shit is that? So that means there's a lot of cases being beat. He just pissed off that this one got beat. That's what I got.
I know you'll talk about. Yeah, I know you'll talk about it later on, but later on in the podcast, you'll see something very similar happening. This is exactly what's going on with the president, right in front of our eyes.
That's right.
No. Watch this. This is what's going on with all three topics for tonight's Attic Show. I guess we could probably call us knuckleheads who do shit and get away with it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we'll call this. Because I want to say mofos, but president is one of them. And right up until May 15th, he's still my boss. So we're going to say knuckleheads that do things and get away with it. But like I said, with this whole Smollett thing, it just goes to show how rotten to the core, I mean, our justice system is. And it pisses me off. Not that he walked. Chicago. All them police officers that beating the hell out of unarmed black folks and you ain't coming out. See, that black police chief, I don't see you on TV saying what a travesty that shit is.
Right.
But now that this one little black guy, and again, all three of our topics tonight are as innocent as OJ was. But anyway, we're going to call all of them OJ tonight. Because all three of them had the same kind of innocent. You innocent, but some shit happened, and we let you walk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of the three, Jesse Smollett is going to be the only one that goes somewhere and sit his happy ass down and not stay in the media. Because these next two, they're not going to go for that shit. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, they was mad about O.J. Simpson, so they must be really, really pissed off about Jesse Smollett. But, you know, it goes to reason, but it makes one ask a question. I mean, for real, let's get down to the psyche of Jesse Smollett. What the hell would make somebody do some shit like that? What's the benefit there? Somebody help me. Let's just say for a minute, hold on, because I know half of my cast is real sensitive to that shit. But let's go for a minute. Wait a minute now. Let's go for a minute and say he did it. What would make somebody do some shit like that?
Attention.
Well, also, he's kind of like an activist in the community. And that could have been his way of drawing attention to the situation because without it being on national TV, nobody was paying it any attention. So I got to try and take it a step further. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out like he wanted, but his whole thing was to bring attention to the situation. People getting beat up every day out here. We got to do something about it. Maybe if a star do it, you might do something about it.
See now, watch this. And I know an ass whipping is an ass whipping. By any other name, it's still an ass whipping. So the fact that he beat his own ass to show that people getting beat every day, I don't know. Maybe I'm behind that cause. But that ain't what came out. What came out, my understanding was, he was doing this to show how gays are being discriminated against. That was my understanding of what this shit was all about.
Well, that's not talking about gays. Any black, so gays and black. He was trying
so
to bring it out to the open.
He said that nigga got the double whammy, man.
He took one for the team.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Hey, but listen. But you know what? Before we travel to the nation's capital, let's hang around Chicago just for a little while longer.
On February 22nd, 2019, R. Kelly was indicted on 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse against 4 victims. 3 of those accusers were underage at the time of the alleged crime. And Kelly has pleaded not guilty on all charges.
The jail time that could go with each of those counts, 3 to 7 years, and if you add them all up, it could be up to 70 years if he is convicted, but of course his attorney is saying he is innocent of all charges.
Kelly's indictment comes after the new Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. It follows allegations of sexually abusing minors aimed at Kelly.
I was a little girl in like a bad man's world. I never really recovered from it.
For more than 20 years, allegations of sexual misconduct have been mounting against R. Kelly. The R&B singer has repeatedly denied all accusations of wrongdoing. How we got here. In February 2019, lawyer Michael Avenatti said he turned as part of the investigation.
Not Avenatti!
This tape leaves no question.
Oh, this is some bullshit,
as to whether R. Kelly is guilty of multiple sexual illegal acts against a 14-year-old girl.
The video.
Now, before we get started with Robert, how the hell Avenatti still what are you processing from behind bars? His ass in jail, but he's trying to put R. Kelly in jail. I didn't know that he was one of the chief lawyers behind putting R. in jail. And you know, that just goes to show the hypocrisy levels that people reach to, man. Here you are, arrested and indicted twice. Now, let me tell you, I know a lot of his shit with Avenatti, and he ain't a topic tonight, but I'm pretty sure a lot of his shit that he going through right now was personally ordered by the president. But we'll get back to that on another show. We'll get back to that on another show. But he one of the lead lawyers trying to send R. Kelly to jail, but he can't keep his own ass out of jail. So that lets me know. Go ahead, sis.
He's, if I'm not mistaken, I believe he's in trouble because he was trying to escort
money from Nike.
With Nike. Money from Nike, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what he was trying to do.
They got that. And I hate to drift off subject, but they got that nigga on tape telling Nike straight up, give me, but again, I like his moxie. Give me 25 mil, and this story won't go nowhere. Because I offered y'all some other options, but look, time is running short. Just give me 25 mil, 10 mil up front, and the story won't go anywhere. But he's going to lend, I think he leaked the story already. Now Nike going to be in a position to say, damn, that some bitch told me he was going to cost me billions. So when you look at the money thing, I would have paid $25 million to keep from losing billions. That's just me. But you know what they say, if you extort me once, you will extort me the rest of your life. But let's get over to Robert. Let's get back to Robert for a minute here. Now, Robert got an issue. Yeah, I call it Robert now. Robert got an issue with this child support thing. Now, he said he can't make no tours. He can't do no tours in the USA. So he want to go abroad to do tours, and they trying to stop him. So my question would be, should they let that nigga go abroad to make money on tours, or should they keep his ass right here? Anybody?
Yeah, let him go.
They let him. If, I say let him go, but if they let him go, all those charges are going to drop.
Thank you.
One of those.
Oh, that's going
to
happen.
One of those countries. Yeah, one of those countries where he said he was supposed to go, they said that's not true. We never even invited him to come here.
Was it Dubai?
No.
Yeah, one of the countries denied that he was even invited.
Yeah,
so
Dubai.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, but now.
Yes.
It might have been
even
Dubai.
That's even true.
Well, you know what? Again, when you get over to the Middle East, and again, I don't mean any disrespect to my Middle Eastern brothers, but banging young girls out like that, I don't think that's looked at as bad as it's looked at over here. So if that's what he's charged with here, when he goes over there, they still see no fault in him. So my thing is, I think that I always thought that that was a bullshit system to put your ass in jail for child support. If you don't have a job and you can't pay, they put you in jail, which takes away any possibility of you finding that job. And then you already owe the state money, but the scandal about imprisoning the black man is so popular, we're going to put your ass in jail too. So now we'll make money off you while we pay your child support over here. So my thing is, let Robert go abroad, do his shows, make his money. But again, there'll be stipulations.
Well,
yeah.
let me ask you this. If he wasn't who he was or who he is, I mean, I guess I'm just looking at the common man who doesn't, you know, who's not Robert,
right?
You know, who isn't R. Kelly and doesn't have that opportunity like he does and can't make that money. He would just be put in jail if he couldn't come up with that money. So you're giving him special privileges because of who he is.
No. Like I started off by saying, I think it's wrong for anybody to go to jail right off the bat for not paying child support, because when you put them in jail, you are definitely making sure that they're not going to pay child support. The fact that they're, and again, I don't think that you should just roam free. I think that there should be like some kind of grace period. Like, look, you got a year to get a job. Now, after a year, knowing that if you don't have a job, I'm going to lock you up, then I'll lock you up. Maybe something along them lines. But to put me in jail for not paying child support, again, you definitely not getting child support. And first of all, let me go on the record by saying you're a sorry ass nigga. I don't care what color you are. If you making babies, then you won't take care of them. Yeah, let me go on the record by saying I think you're a sorry ass, man. You so mad at the baby
because
mama.
Didn't he say he didn't? He said he didn't have the money before, but he somehow came up with it, right?
Oh, you know what I heard? What I found out was Jay bailed him out. Jigga came up with that paper. Now, I got to see, the first time he was in on $100,000, they did a GoFundMe, which I think was some bullshit, because he got his money hidden. Yeah, he got money. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And then the second time they said Jay paid and bailed him out. Now, let me tell you the significance of that. See, I remember when Jay and Robert was doing that Best of Both Worlds album, and Jay walked out on his ass. Because he said he got tired. Again, I wasn't in the studio, but I know people who was in the studio. And they said, Jay said he got tired of coming. I'm so serious right now. Because me and my man was doing the microphones for him. But anyway, Jay said he got tired. Yeah, see, that hit him late, brother. That hit him late, brother. Messenger. That was an inside family joke.
No, but Jay said, hit my mute button. I was laughing. I hit the mute button, but go ahead.
He said he got tired of coming to the studio and Rob had all them young girls up in there. He just wasn't with that. So that's the true story. So for him to turn around now and pay his bail, you know, I thought that was big on that brother's part. I'm sorry. I thought that was big on that brother's part to come back for R like that. But my thing is, and I'm sorry, R, you a sorry ass. And what I mean by that, how you going to have money like that and you don't like the ex-wife so much to the point that the kids got to suffer? See, that's some bullshit, man. You got, what I said, them same thugs that you got, I said, your children, see, them same thug-ass niggas can go shopping for clothes for them. You ain't got to put the money in their hand. You can make sure they live in a decent apartment. Again, the paper you have, the paper you done spent on, whatever you spent it on, the fact that you ain't leave no time or no money for your kids, man, I think that's pretty messed up on your part. But that's just me.
Well, we know the man got issues.
Well, yeah, we know he got issues, but I'm just saying, you know, the issues shouldn't stop you from taking care of your damn kids, man. Them kids ain't had shit to do with it. That's all I'm saying.
But he's got mental issues. And so he's got mental issues, it's hard for him the real concept. Just think,
listen,
all he likes being around his kids.
Listen, can't nobody sing that. Can't nobody sing that good, have mental issues, man. All right, I'm going on record. Nah, he's a sick soul bitch, man. He is. But again, he probably go on tour and rack up and make more money. But my point being, I think not only should R, but anybody who got a legal hustle, and again, before you go to jail, the court should be able to tell you, listen, okay, you a carpenter? Well, the next three houses you build or help on, you don't get the money directly. It comes to the court. We take our cut, then we give you the rest, and that keeps your ass out of jail. I think something like that would be a nice stipulation to write into that law. That's just me.
Well, ain't they doing that shit now? Taking money out your paycheck? Not for child support, but taking money out your check before you even get it?
Yeah. I mean, the government. Oh, they're going to get theirs off the top regardless, man. If I had a bunch of tea, I'd throw it in the river all over again.
You running for office?
Yes, just on a much smaller level. Watch this. I'm only trying to cover a fraction of three states. I'm not trying to go for U.S. president, but I'll say this, though. Our current president has shown us that no prior experience necessary, no education necessary, the ability to read not necessary, the ability to have reasonable cognitive thoughts not necessary. So he got it open right now. Is as long as you were old enough to vote, then damn it, you old enough and you qualified to run for president. Let's take a trip down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Definitive political victory for President Trump and his allies. They are feeling triumphant today. The cloud of collusion that has loomed large over his presidency for nearly 2 years has been lifted. But the answer about whether the president obstructed justice isn't as clear. And now Democrats and Republicans are drawing new battle lines. President Trump claiming victory and vindication.
So it's complete exoneration. No collusion, no obstruction. This was an illegal takedown that failed.
Those fiery words coming after Attorney General William Barr gave Congress a summary of the report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller Sunday evening. On the main question of whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, the report was crystal clear. Quote, the special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. But on the other key question, whether the president tried to obstruct justice, the special counsel didn't give a definitive answer, leaving it to the attorney general to decide whether to charge the president with a crime. Barr telling lawmakers, while Mueller's report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. But Barr and his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, concluded Mr. Trump's conduct did not reach the threshold of a crime. Initially...
All right, we got to come off of that for a minute. And I'm gonna open this up. We talk about bullshit, huh? We talk about Jesse Smollett. Now his case is sealed and he get to walk. We talk about Robert now about to go overseas. And again, most of the nation got a little bit of a problem with that. But let's bring that shit right on down to Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, first thing. And I want to go on record, and I want to say for the rest of this podcast, let's not fall into that bullshit about talking about the Mueller report, because don't nobody know but that motherfucker Barr, what's on that report? So how about for the rest of this podcast, we just going to call that shit the Barr Report? Because I'm going to start off by saying I'm willing to bet my ass that by the time we get to read the Mueller report, I'll bet you that Barr summary don't reflect shit that Robert Mueller wrote. That's just me. That's just me.
I agree.
Now, I look at the people who support Robert Mueller. You know, I look at the people who have things to say about him, Eric Holder. You know, but my thing is, I believe, and again, I'm not even trying to put myself in that legal frame of mind that makes you really think I know what I'm talking about. I believe that Robert Mueller realized the president ass should be under the jail, but because he's been in that circle so long, he kind of understands that I can't bring charges on the president. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set that shit up to them hungry-ass Democrats in Congress, because they will serve his ass up. Huh? But what happened now? We're gonna give 45. He gonna get another president. He should be the real tricky dick. He don't know shit about running the country, but he know how to keep his ass out of trouble for a while. Because watch this. Remember who appointed Barr? Do you know why Barr got the job? Barr got the job because he wasn't afraid to say, "Damn all y'all, ain't no way the president could be involved in shit." Now, I got to tell you, Mueller worked for Barr, so Mueller had to give that report to his boss. Mueller couldn't take that right to Congress, but I think Mueller been around long enough to know that in about 3-4 years maybe, the real report going to leak out. And I'll bet you, man, that real report ain't got shit to do with that summary that Barr sent up, man. What's your feelings, panel?
He's been screaming for the last 2.5 years, no collusion. That's why for the last 2.5 years, that's all he kept saying was no collusion. And because they found no collusion, as far as he's concerned, it's time to move on. And by the time that report comes out, ain't nobody going to care. You know why? Because you're going to be fighting. They're going to be talking about this health care stuff. If you notice, as soon as that report came out, he said a little shit for a couple of days. And now to distract you, they're talking about health care.
Well, we got to look at this, and we got to remember this right here, though. I just quickly lost my train of thought. But when it comes down to him and no collusion, here we go. How the hell? I don't know, because like I said, I'm not a lawyer. How the hell can all these people go to jail? Tied up to his election connection with, or in other words, we can have connection without having collusion. How can all them damn people go to jail? You got people testifying, I did it, but you can't bring none of that to Donald Trump? Get the fuck out of here. I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
No, it's because they went to jail for things that had nothing to do with collusion. They went to jail for things like bank fraud, tax evasion, failing to register certain documents. So what they went to jail for were their own personal crimes that weren't attached to the campaign or to Trump directly in any way. So that's why it had no bearing on the collusion case.
What I think is that we all could have been just duped on both sides, just as some sort of distraction for something bigger. Because I find that like this thing's been going on for 2 years. They probably wanted to go on for 3. So that way by the time you got ready for re-election, you know, you only had a year left of him being in the White House. That could have been something like a stall tactic on both sides, one way or the other, because it's very odd to me with all the investigation going on that they found nothing was it ever anything there for them to see.
Well, it could be the fact. What we have to understand is, we get information, but we're not getting 100% truth. And what happened is, you got the gang that couldn't shoot straight, and everybody was doing their own thing. It was no real actual collusion, But everybody was just trying to impress Donald by doing all kind of different things. Did he kind of know about stuff? Yes. But it wasn't an organized plan for that to happen the way it did. He lucked into it, and as they would say, the stars were in his favor. He didn't set out, per se, with the collusion aspect. And so with Mueller, he searched, and that's what he realized, that this guy is just an asshole.
No,
and that's all he was. I mean, I know.
No.
Did he do a lot of stuff wrong? Yes, but collusion and stuff, I don't think he did.
He definitely did. There's definitely some obstruction there.
Oh, they're going to get to that.
The one thing that we got from it that I haven't heard much talk from Putin. You don't even hear nothing about Putin. It seemed like all that dealings with Putin, all of that seems to like faded away. It's almost like you don't even hear no dealings with him anymore.
Because right now
in regards to the obstruction, as far as when Trump, when he on the plane, when he got together with his aides and they came up with this story to cover for what his son did, when they made up that cover story, that was obstruction. I'm not talking about collusion. I'm talking about obstruction now. I'm only talking about obstruction. And that's the part of the report that even Barr said that Mueller said that he wasn't exonerated from that. That as far as the obstruction part.
Because the special counsel legally is not the one who makes the determination.
Right, and I agree, and I totally agree with that. He wanted to pass that on to Congress, but we'll never know because Barr doesn't want to do that. And inside of that report tells more.
But what matters is ultimately is the Russian collusion angle, because that's what, if he did do that, that's treason and that's punishable by death. That's what's serious thing, because if Russian collusion didn't happen, then the obstruction of justice claim is almost not even as valid because there was no crime in the first place. So that's what matters.
Well, how do we know that if we don't see the whole report? How do we know that if we don't see the whole report?
Well, let me say this. Let me get in for 1 minute.
That's not true.
Already stated there's not going to be any more indictments. That, by definition, clears the fact that no one else is going to get charged with anything to do with Russia. And he stated
Mueller couldn't indict because he can't indict a sitting president. That's why he didn't take it any further.
Indicted other people involved that had to do with Russia, but no one was indicted for anything to do with collusion or Russia or the campaign.
That is a fact. And let me say this because I want to go on record. I didn't like that. I didn't like 45 as a president before this shit started. Now, and I still don't like him. But I'll say this for right now, because that is the system. I'll go with the verdict or the finding that no collusion, but there ain't one bone in my body that believe that shit. I don't think half America believe that shit. But again, they went through the process, so I give him the benefit of the doubt there. You went through the process, you were found to be good, so I don't believe it, but that's what it is.
Well, it was a $37 million investigation.
What about the multiple investigations that's been sent out to Southern District Courts for the Trump campaign?
Yeah, that's a different issue. That has nothing to do with collusion.
I'm not speaking about the collusion. I know that's totally, they said they couldn't find anything on that, and that was a separate issue from the obstruction. So I totally agree on that. But I'm speaking about the other investigations that were sent out to those different courts.
I believe that's why
Mueller did it that way. I think that's why Mueller sent those things out to those other courts because he knew that.
No, Mueller sent it to the Southern District of New York because it had to do with finances, having to do with when he was in New York City.
Right, I'm saying he found he found all those things in the process of his investigation,
He just sent that portion of the case for them to handle because it was under their jurisdiction in New York City.
Right, he still found whatever it was he found and sent it on to them.
Well,
correct,
ma'am. He didn't find any. What are you finding? What are you talking about? It's not in his jurisdiction to investigate finances having to do with local.
He didn't find.
And that's why he sent that on to them to look. He sent whatever uncovered.
Hold on. All right, go ahead. One at a time. Go ahead, baby sis.
No. I'm saying whatever, I know he didn't investigate anything. Whatever he did uncover, he forwarded on to those courts so they could investigate it further. I'm not saying
well,
he looked
correct.
Into it. He sent
that's
it on to them for them to investigate.
He didn't
correct?
Find
okay, go ahead,
that's
Carla.
The point. The point is that he didn't find anything. It was just legally outside of his jurisdiction. That's why he assigned it to the Southern District of New York to handle that. That's not part of his parameter. He's entering on
no.
the federal aspect, which has to do with collusion and obstruction of justice.
No.
All right, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, talk
for,
to him.
But when he was looking for collusion information, he didn't find it. But what he found was things that didn't look right in the financial section.
That's
of
what I'm
life.
Talking about.
And so
yes,
he
that's
sent
what
it
I'm
to
talking
New
about.
York because, just like you said, it wasn't under his jurisdiction. But he found information that was
exactly.
not up to par.
Okay,
well,
so name me the report. Name me the report where it said that Mueller found something having to do with his finances. And that's why he suggested it.
He had to find something in order to send it on to them to look further into it. Something had
no,
to,
he doesn't
something
have to,
didn't look right for him
to
forward
it
to them.
By definition, he had to forward it to him because it wasn't under his jurisdiction. That's the whole point.
He had to order what to him? He had to order what? What did he have to order to him? Because
what do you mean
what
he had to order?
Jurisdiction, what?
Because legally he couldn't investigate that.
Right.
That's what that was the whole point.
He couldn't investigate what?
He couldn't investigate what?
Investigate?
So,
yeah,
so
the financial the financial transactions that took place in New York.
Okay, so why
have to do a contract
why
there?
Why would he want to investigate the finances if that had nothing to do with Russia? Why? Out of the blue sky, he just thought, hey, New York, look at these finances. He saw something to make him go there, and that's
no,
why
no,
it was sent to New York.
Okay, so the point of it is
something.
That. No, he didn't. I mean, that's assuming. You're making an assumption. I'm going off the record.
What
was stated at the beginning by Rosenstein. Let's remember the beginning when he was assigned. He was given a detailed scope of
what
he
was being investigated now because they found something.
Okay, let's slow it down.
Okay,
someone,
we're talking about the parameters
wait,
of the special
wait,
counsel
wait,
was laid out
wait,
by the
second,
Attorney
sir,
General.
Sir, 1 second. And or, can anyone just bring up charges on you?
Well, that's what they did with the Russian collusion thing. They just
Please,
that's precisely what they did.
Here's the question I'm asking you. Here's the question I'm asking you. Can they just bring up charges on you with nothing, for no reason at all, out of the blue sky, say, here's some charges, charge them? Can they do that?
That's basically
can
what
they
did with the Russian collusion thing, because I can explain how they did that. But
you
I'm telling you, that's what they did.
Russia, I'm not asking you anything.
I'm talking
about
how the entire investigation began in the first place. It was done with a fake dossier collected by Christopher Steele, paid for by Fusion GPS.
It was fake.
Which
hey,
was
95%
of the hold on. Listen. Anything I'm saying right now can be verified or you can disprove me. I'll give you the facts.
It can only be verified.
Okay, slow down, Carl.
Sir, let me lay it out and then you can.
All right, here
it
we go.
It can't be verified anywhere else. Only on
no,
Fox.
Sir.
90%
you can look it up.
90% of that dossier has been proven to be accurate.
90%
of it. This is why.
No,
that's
not true.
You're absolutely right.
First and foremost, we have to ask the question of who financed it. That's the first question. Who financed
Caller, let me ask you a question, caller. Do you believe that Donald Trump was involved in collusion?
No, sir, I'm not, because the evidence proves otherwise.
I said, do you believe? Everything that the evidence shows out, again, we go with the evidence, but I'm just asking what you believe.
Yeah, I'm going off the evidence, too, because I remembered how the whole investigation started and how they got a FISA warrant to start surveying the campaign. And my point to you is this, because, I voted for Obama. I volunteered in his campaign. I'm an independent. But what I'm saying is, as an independent, what I notice is that when people are either Republican or Democrat, they get so blinded by their hatred for the other team that they stop looking at things objectively.
Okay.
But I'm independent. I didn't support Trump. I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm looking at the matters of the case. And what I'm saying is if the same thing had happened to Obama, that the FBI director, that his deputy, the deputy director, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page formed a group together that came up with a scheme to use a falsified dossier to get a FISA warrant and survey the opposing candidate. Campaign.
Now, so
if that had happened to Obama, you would be livid. That's not conspiracy.
So
it's a conspiracy.
No,
they were subpoenaed
like
and brought before Congress.
No, first
that's
of all, things like that, it ain't even fair to even put shit like that in a hypothetical scenario with Obama, because his character is way above that.
No. What I'm saying is if George Bush had done that to Obama. No, pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm saying if George Bush had done to Obama what the FBI director had done to Trump coming in, you would have been pissed.
Obama. What's going on is something negative about Obama.
No, you're not getting what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the treatment here. I'm saying you have a double standard. You're not willing to be objective because you're saying that one thing is permissible to be done because it's a Republican president, but you wouldn't accept it had it been done to a Democrat president.
Are you kidding me? If the FBI director used a knowingly false document to get a warrant, are you referring to the fact that over two years
they chased after Obama saying that he wasn't an American? Are you aware of that? And do you know who actually did that? That's called
Obama derangement syndrome. And that's my point. When the other team's guy is in, the other side goes crazy. And so what's going on today is that Democrats have Trump derangement syndrome, and you're doing the same thing Republicans did when Obama was president. You're doing the exact same thing.
But the only difference is people didn't like Obama for other reasons, not just he wasn't qualified to lead for different reasons too. We don't like Trump because Trump ain't qualified to lead the nation. That's my thought.
But you would say the same thing about Bush and Reagan just because it's a Republican.
No, that's not true.
Really?
Let me tell you
Can you name me one Republican president you've ever supported?
I didn't vote for him, but I support him. Trump was no different.
Okay, name one.
Yeah.
Name one Republican president that you support that you like. Name one. Go ahead.
George Bush. You're bullshit. You like George Bush? So no matter who I senior.
I supported Ronald Reagan. I supported Ronald Reagan.
Again,
I'll give you that. That's fair.
Okay, but you said
Ronald Reagan. Yes.
All we're saying is this current president, Ronald Reagan.
What was that?
I said this current president is special. Okay, and I mean like real special to the fact that I got to give him credit because he stole the election because he didn't get the most popular votes, so he stole the election. I give him credit on that. I give him credit
on
the number of
college.
You can't operate under a different set of rules. For example, we don't. Okay, sir.
Tell me when in American history has the president been determined by popular vote? Name the one time that's happened.
The last time Obama won, he was determined by popular vote. I mean, don't get me wrong.
He won the Electoral College.
What you want to ask me is, when's the last time that somebody didn't win popular votes and won the Electoral College? I would tell you the last three Republican presidents, at least.
But my point is that the American presidency has never been determined by popular vote. And the reason it's like that, the reason we have an electoral college is when the colonies were forming, there were smaller states that had smaller populations that said that we need a system that represents their views so that
that's
we're not,
not
determined
really
by
did.
Yes it is
that's
because if we had a federal election if we had a federal election by general population by general vote, then New York and LA would decide who's the president every year. And people in middle America, their views would be completely ignored. They wouldn't matter.
That's why you can't have a popular vote.
Unless, hold on one second, brother messenger.
The white man in charge. That's what it was.
That's exactly what it was set up for.
There were several colonies that refused to join the Union unless they had an electoral college. Let's get back to, hold on, slow down.
Let us get back to this fake Mueller report that Barr summarized for us. How many people think
Mueller report is fake now? That's what you're saying?
What I'm saying is you don't even know what's in the Mueller report, sir. I'm saying let's read it because I'm willing to bet you. And again, it's not that it's fake because, like I said, far as I'm concerned, again, Trump beat the system. He had his day in court, and it appears that he was victorious. So I give him that. I'm just saying I still don't believe it. And what I'm also saying is, once we read the report or have access to the report, I'd be willing to bet you that what Barr summarized is probably not even a reflection of what Mueller wrote. That's what I'm saying.
And before okay, the report we'll see, can be. But as of right now, we're going off what's being reported right now by not
okay.
just him, but also reporters who have sources close to the case, and that's what they said. Because before
okay.
Barr came out, 3 weeks ago on ABC, they had a reporter who said sources close to what the Mueller report stated that the president's in the
yeah.
clear. So, you know, I mean,
not in the clear.
We're all going off what we know. Yeah,
he's,
well,
he's not in the clear. He's not,
no.
but he's not
well,
in the
we,
clear.
He's not in the
we're
clear.
We're talking about collusion.
Well, we know
collusion,
that.
He's clear.
Well, right now, we know the Attorney General cleared him of that based on him
right.
summarizing 2 year report. And again, that's pretty impressive that you summarize a 2 year report overnight. So let me tell you something. And again, this is why Barr is where Barr is right now, because Trump knew his position. Trump also knew that Mueller worked for the Attorney General. So Mueller, if he could have given that report to Congress, we probably would see a different ending. But again, Mueller has to give that to his boss. And once he gave it to his boss, that was the end of that show. And that's exactly what Donald Trump wanted to happen. So anyway, so since we're probably never going to see the full Mueller report, we just have to go with what the Attorney General said. And by the time they redact, retract, cross out the elements or items in Mueller's actual report, you're going to find that what Mueller wrote isn't even close to what what Mueller wrote don't represent what Barr summarized. That's what I believe. Anybody?
No, I agree.
Sounds like a plan, like a winner.
I mean, so
like
you know, so we have to ask if this is what it is. Donald Trump's got business in Russia. Now again, this is something else that we know. He's got businesses in Russia, and that's why he won't turn over his taxes. But I will tell you this to the American people who sit back and allow that to happen, then you got to take some of the responsibility in this also. Because if you sit back knowing that you don't have his taxes, you don't have what it is that every other president has handed over to run for office, then, again, we got what we asked for. The nation was so anxious to get rid of Obama. Get rid of Obama. It didn't matter who. I'll elect somebody who says, I grab pussies. Yeah, I do. I'm proud of that fact. Yeah, that doesn't matter because you ain't Obama. But that's just some bullshit, folks. But I'll tell you this, though, and again, here's a time when and again, here's three cases tonight that we talked about on this show. So to my caller, I want you to know this ain't just about anti-Republican or anti-white in this case. We talked about three cases tonight where all three of these people probably should have been locked up, but all of them are going to walk, and that was Jesse Smollett, Robert Kelly, and your current president. And even though the report says it don't exonerate him, what is he saying on TV every time you see him? Full exoneration. But you put right in the screen right next to you says it don't commit you, but it don't let you go. But that again just goes to show how distant that individual is from true facts. Once he makes up in his mind that it's true, if it can be raining cats and dogs outside. But if the president says it's sunny, I can see him coming outside with some Speedos on. Because reality don't matter to him. The only reality that matters to him is what he say is real. And I got to say, I like the power position on that. And I would probably like him a little more, not a whole lot, if he wasn't president. But to have, again, businessman, go do your thing. I'm all right with you. But when you are in charge of the country and you make decisions that affect everybody, I think that you are way out of your league. And I think that your pride won't allow you to understand that, nor would it allow you to listen to people who's been there for a while. That's what I think. I don't know. But I will tell you this, though. Again, once that Mueller report is made whole, By that time, one or two things are going to happen. Donald Trump probably secretly get with the Koch brothers and have the Constitution changed to what he really wants. And we all know what that is, right? No more elections in the United States of America. No more. What y'all got right now? Go ahead.
Do you think that? From this new standards and new measures will be put in place for future elections?
They're getting ready to write. Watch this. The Democrats are getting ready. The lawmakers are getting ready to write a bunch of new laws because this shit can't happen no more. And once again, I still say, again, as a businessman, as a man, I mean, I like his swag. But as a president, nah, miss me with that shit. But one thing I will say that he did, he showed future presidents that all that bullshit about you can't do this and you can't do that, maybe not so much. He opened up some shit now that, again, the next president coming after him understands that whatever the hell I want to do, I can do. Because I'm not going to go as low as the person I just replaced. And he made it 4 years. Go ahead.
The problem with that is that you lose control. And then, you know, you have to have something, you have to have some sort of control. And I think even though he showed that, I don't want that from the next president. I want to go back to some sort of standard and where
right.
you're limited
right.
to your ability.
Yes,
I want that.
Well,
exactly.
Again,
I don't want this out of hand and just do as I want.
Just do whatever you want.
That.
Right.
That's not
right.
what I want. That's not what it makes me feel comfortable as an American.
I agree.
I want people that are in position to watch and to know that hey, we have to have a formal position on handling policies in America. That's what I want.
And again, you know what? And like I said, even with when the caller was on earlier, and I told him I supported George Bush Sr. Well, George Bush Jr., I mean, the son was a knucklehead. I mean, by presidential standards. But when you look at him compared to what we have right now, that makes him look like a good president.
Mm.
Now, and talk to me, people. Right up until Donald Trump came on the scene, if you were to ask somebody who was the most under, not needed president we ever had, we're going to get George Bush Jr. But right now, he's not even in the thought process of being one of the presidents that need to be gone. And when I say gone, I mean it should have never came.
Right.
But again, his street savvy and his and I love his talk, man, about flipping and it was a takedown. No, Mr. President, that's not the arena that we're in right now. You want some different type shit right now. We don't talk about takedowns and we flip people. That's not what it's about. And he don't get that, nor will he try to get that.
But what's scary is, like, no matter what he does, is his core base will follow him and stand by him to the end. It's like he can do no wrong to them. No wrong.
He's always campaigning.
And that's the scary part. They don't see anything wrong that he does. Nothing. And, I mean, it's just right in your face. And they will not admit it. They will not see it. They will not own it. They won't hold him accountable for anything. Because to them, he does nothing wrong. And that's the scary part.
You do know that there's about to be a town hall meeting with Cory Booker on CNN. I'm interested to see this because I want to see what questions are going to be asked of Cory Booker. I mean, we all know about this new reparations for slavery and so forth. I don't want to take that as being serious because I think that they're just pandering for the black vote by putting that out there. I don't think that that's ever going to come true. I don't know. That might be a topic for another discussion. But
well, everybody
reparations...
everybody on this panel already know that I support Corey. I don't give a damn about whatever the what. I think Corey did a decent job out in Jersey. I think Corey will bring a little more equality to those of us that have been underprivileged for so long. And when I say those of us, I'm not just talking about black folks. I'm talking about poor people, middle class people. I think Corey would be an excellent. I would really, really, really love to see. I mean, here go me. If we could somehow have Biden as a president with a Cory Booker vice president, I know that team seems too powerful for most, but I think we could walk that walk with that team. That's just me. So those people out there listening, hey, see if we can get Biden. Watch this. You know, we'll flip-flop Obama and Biden. Now, Biden, you get to be the man, and we'll put a brother at your side, and we'll work it out like that. And I think that team would be a powerful team.
Well, I told you they're looking at Biden and Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, I think one of them
would be rough. To their platform to see what they're actually talking about.
Well, see now again. Go ahead.
All the stuff that I'm hearing right now is that when you hear some of these no name candidates, what they're talking about is the reparations for blacks and so forth. And I listen to that, and I'm like,
listen,
you're pandering to the black vote, because once they get in the White House, we're pushed aside once again. We're used like props for just like they use
commodities.
What was that?
We're used like commodities.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what
But check this out. Let me check this out though. That new generation that just came into Congress, they're not like that yet. They ain't been in there long enough to learn that. They are seriously in there for the people. The new Democrats that came in there, they are in there for the people. People don't like that girl from New York, but that girl is there for the people.
I hope so.
You mean Corey boyfriend, right? I mean Corey girlfriend?
ACO?
Cortez.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, ain't that? Wait a minute. Hold on. Who Corey dating right now? Aquindo. Yeah. Cortez.
No. He's dating that girl from Deja Vu with Denzel.
An actress. What's her name? Rosario.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. I thought that he was dating that new Spanish congresswoman.
No, it was rumored. No. It was rumored at first. That was something they was trying to rumor that in the beginning, but no.
No,
he's dating an actress.
That wasn't a rumor. But I ain't going there. I'm not going there on Corey tonight. But that wasn't the rumor.
All right.
I'm glad that you know he stand up to take a pee, my man Corey. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I heard rumor too.
Corey Booker,
I heard
the
rumor
you,
too. He liked the monkey hole.
I'm just saying. I'm just legal. But I was watch this. It's some bullshit that I heard. I don't believe it because even if I believed it, and even if that's how you living, I still go work on your campaign when you come to Ohio, son. I'm just letting you know. Yeah, I correspond with him on Facebook, and I let him know. Yeah, I'm down for you, man. Let's get.
That shouldn't stop you from voting for him. Cause
yeah, one should have nothing to do with the other. One should have nothing to do with the other.
It don't. You know, again, if you want to be happy and fake ass whoopings and stuff like that, I'm sorry. I was probably, but it don't have anything to do with anything, Jesse Smollett. I ain't talking about Jesse right now. hey, but listen, folks. Again, that's just the attic. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we try to go in on current topics. But again, as you can tell from the comments, we're not ignorant people, but we understand that the shit that's out here right now, it ain't set up for equality for us. So,
right.
And again, I'm happy that Smollett walked. And but watch this, though. I'm only happy because some of that bullshit justice that should never take place happened to take place for a black American this time. And that's fucked up. I'm sorry. We shouldn't be that way. We should be to the point where everybody get the same ass whooping, man. And when you get to that, there's some shit like him. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I only wish that the mayor and his chief of police had that same energy when those young black men and women were getting shot in Chicago.
That's
what
I'm saying.
I wish they had that much energy.
And you know, they always got that conference
and all of that.
Yeah.
They got their brother in front.
They
get shot as we speak, and they weren't getting that much publicity. So I don't understand that. To be honest with you,
it's called conditioning. It's called conditioning. We done taught you niggas that when we say go against each other, you just go against each other, and never mind anything else. Just follow me and understand, after you finish following me, I'm going to shit on you. And I'm going to tell you that up front. But for right now, you still follow and do what I want to say. Now, let me just close this podcast with a thought. I read an article on Michael Jackson. I read an article on Bill Cosby. I read an article on Prince. Now, let me tell the world something. All three of those black entertainers were about to make mega moves before all this shit came down on them. Again, buying TV stations, trying to buy Sony, the whole industry. I'm saying all three, Prince, Michael Jackson, and Bill Cosby, were three black men about to do power moves. And this is where I say our nation is so fucked up at. Because they were black doing it, they had to be taken down. Excuse me. But when you have white men doing that every day, they get lifted up. And when they take them down, they convince black people to take down their own. And all I'm saying to black America is this. Stop taking us down. Stop taking yourself down if you're not going to take everybody down.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, y'all say y'all need the DJ? Well, hell, I'm your man. Let's have a nice evening, everyone. And we're going to get back together next Wednesday night. And we're going to lock and load and fire another shout out on the Entertainment Podcast. Hey, good night, Cass.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night,
John boy.
Good night.